Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about why narcissists do what they do. And so many people ask this question. So many people are like, well, why do they do that? Why do they lie? Why do they gaslight? Why can't they just be real? Okay. And I'm going to tell you why. When you look at a narcissist, the first thing that you have to look at with that person is where they came from. Okay. Show me where you come from. Show me how you grew up. Show me the people that you were around, and I will have an idea of kind of who you are. Now, this doesn't hold true for everybody. There are some people that have grown up in toxic homes, bad childhoods, that became very good people. And there's others that go the other way, that are very narcissistic, that are out for themselves. But you need to look into what is that person's relationship with their family, okay? Do they come from a toxic family? What have they been taught in their childhood, okay? Because if they were taught different things like, you know, it's okay to lie, it's okay to steal, it's okay to hurt other people, this is what they've learned, okay? And like I said, there's some people that'll say, you know what, I don't want to be like my family and everything like that. That's very rare. And the only way you're going to know is somebody's track record. You always got to look at their pattern of behavior over time. Listen to me when I tell you this, okay? It tells you everything about a person. Like I had somebody ask me, oh, well, you know, if this person I'm with said they're going for therapy and they're better and they're not like that anymore, how will I know if they're really better or if it's all, you know, a lie and everything? The only way you're going to know that is in time, by their pattern of behavior over time. You've got to watch that. Just because somebody goes to therapy doesn't mean that they're cured or they're better. Okay. A lot of people go to therapy and are the same that they were. They, you know, it's not registering in their brain, or they're not making the changes, or they don't feel they have to change. But the point of this podcast is, why do narcissists do what they do? Narcissists do what they do as a mode of survival, okay? A narcissist, as a child, felt like they did not have control. There was a lack of control. Maybe there was a lack of love and affection in their childhood. So they have kind of a wall up that they protect themselves. And I'm not justifying it, but I'm just explaining from their perspective why they do what they do, okay? That's why as they get older, they have this need for constant control. They want to call the shots. They want to say where they want to go. They want to, you know, be able to say what's going to be and what's not going to be, okay? But the thing is, it's this need for control. And it happens in their childhood. Either they were abused as a child and they felt like they didn't have control, or they were the golden child. They didn't have boundaries. They felt this sense of entitlement. They can do whatever they want. They didn't care who they hurt along the way because they never had boundaries. They never knew that you can't treat people a certain way later on in life. But you have to look at all these things to what makes a person. You know, human character is very deep. You have to look at that person completely. You've got to look at, you know, everybody is born with a certain kind of personality. Some children need more nurturing than others. And you have to look at what kind of personality this person has, okay? Are they a very controlling type of person? Are they a laid-back person? Are they a very selfish person? Are they an unreliable person? You know, can they hold a job? Are they independent? All of these characteristics give you insight as to who you're dealing with, okay? Like when we talk about dating and relationships, so many people are concerned about, oh, you know, they're fun to be with and they're good looking and yeah, they have a job. But what is their true character? What is their true character? Is this somebody that you could rely on? Is this somebody that you could call at 3 o'clock in the morning and they could run to a pharmacy and pick up medicine if you're sick? Is this somebody that you can depend on? Is this somebody that could sacrifice for you? These are the important things that you need to look for when you're looking for a partner. Because, you know, yeah, somebody could be a nice person. Yeah, somebody you could have fun with. But in life, not everything is, you know, a ball of whipped cream, okay? Like, you're going to have your hard times. You're going to have your financial times. You're going to have your times where you're sick or your kids are sick. Or who needs to pick up a kid at school? Or who needs to go down to the school? Or who needs, you know, to go to a hospital in an ER in the middle of the night? You need somebody that you can depend on. And the thing with a narcissist, you guys, is a narcissist thinks of themselves first, okay? They come first. And they have this mindset because deep down, the narcissist feels that life is not fair, okay? So they're doing everything that they do to survive. And you see this a lot with covert narcissists. They're very, you know, secretive about what they think, what they feel, what they do. They don't show their hand because they feel to show their hand, they're making themselves vulnerable for attack. So that's why a lot of times covert narcissists are not going to, they're afraid to show you who they truly are, okay? Narcissists are afraid of getting hurt. They have fragile egos, okay? They have very low self-esteem. They come off as they have all this self-esteem, but that's all a front. That's all a mask. Because people that have to prove something are people that really don't have self-esteem within themselves and validate themselves. They always need that approval or validation from other people. And you'll see that. When you see people that always need validation from others or something like that, that is an insecure person. When you see people that go into a room and try to take over the room and try to be the life of the party, that is somebody who wants validation. And you have to say to yourself, that could be somebody who's very insecure, that needs that praising, that needs that ego boost. Because like I said, somebody secure doesn't need that. And when you're dealing with a narcissist, they may not have had that in childhood. And they're constantly seeking. They're seeking for that approval, okay? They're seeking for that control of their life, because they never felt like they had that control growing up. And also they had a certain kind of personality, and that compounded with the environment they grew up in made them who they are, okay? Made them who they are. So, you know, when you talking about why do narcissistic people do what they do? Why do they gaslight? Why do they lie? Because they're going to do what they're going to do to benefit themselves. They're not concerned on telling the truth. They're not about the truth. They're not about following God's principles about doing the right thing and telling the truth. Okay? Like they say, you know, the father of all lies is Satan. And when a narcissist doesn't have any problem, you know, telling lies, because in the end, they're only thinking in terms of this world and as far as what's going to benefit them to get ahead. So they may lie in business. They may lie, you know, at their job. They may lie to their family. They may lie to their spouse. Okay. Because they feel like, you know what? They think that they're smarter than you. And a narcissist also loves to be deceptive. They get a certain thrill out of knowing that they know something that you don't, okay? That's why a lot of narcissists cheat, okay? It's not just about the cheating. It's about the thrill of cheating. It's about the thrill of knowing that they know something that you don't. That when they're sitting in a car with you or they're sitting at the dinner table, they're laughing under their breath that they know that they're cheating on you, okay? That they feel that they're smarter and they're able to get over on you, and that gives them an ego boost, okay? An ego boost, thinking that they are more crafty than you, okay? There's a lot of narcissists that cheat just for the thrill of cheating. They just love the thrill of cheating. They get a certain, you know, adrenaline rush out of it. So that's why they do what they do. You have to keep in mind, you have to look at the person and you have to say to yourself, what is this person's morals? Okay. What is their standards? And it's not what comes out of their mouth, because a lot of narcissists lie about that. A lot of narcissists try to preach that they're spiritual. They believe in God and, you know, oh, God sent you to me. You're my soulmate and all of this. And I prayed for God that you would come into my life. These are just words, 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 words. Okay. You've got to go by their actions and their track record. What were their prior relationships like? It's going to tell you who you're dealing with. But basically, a narcissist does what they do because they want control and because they are afraid of getting hurt, okay? Nobody hurts more than a narcissist with a narcissistic injury. Because remember, you got somebody with a fragile ego. Maybe they were criticized, judged, put down as a child, okay? Now you got somebody with a fragile ego, all right? And now they're afraid of getting hurt. So they're going to do everything they can not to get hurt. And if that means lying and gaslighting to cover up for themselves, they're going to do that, okay? Because they don't want to take accountability. Because if they take accountability, it's a slash on their image, okay? And their image is already fragile to begin with. They can't take being considered inferior to other people, okay? A narcissist is very jealous of people that do well for themselves, okay? That's why they're always, if you notice, a narcissist will always put down people that are doing well, that are grinding. It'll get under their skin because it makes them feel inferior. So understand this. Look at the person you're dealing with. Look at, you know, their background. Look at how they live their life. How does this person live their life? Are they a user? Do they live off other people? Or are they independent and take care of themselves? Are they selfish? Okay. And say to yourself, you know, is this person reliable? Is this person dependable? Does this person make excuses? A narcissist is always going to make excuses. Excuses for not doing something. Excuses for not calling you back. Excuses for not texting you. There's always excuses with a narcissist, okay? Because you know what? You're not that important. They're going to do what they want to do first. And also, a lot of times they don't get back to you, call or text you, because they want the control. They feel by holding back, and they hold back affection as well, you're going to want them more. So what are we talking about again? We're talking about control. So narcissists do what they do because they want that form of control over you, okay? Because they felt, you know, in their life, they didn't have that control. So everything they do is controlling. Gaslighting is controlling, confusing your mind, making you doubt your own truth, making you doubt what you saw. It gives them a power trip to know that they can play these mind games on you, okay? But you have to recognize when you're dealing with a narcissist. Once you spot that you are dealing with a narcissist, the first thing that should come out of your mind is, I'm dealing with somebody toxic. That means I can't rely on everything they say. I can't rely on everything they do. They're not a straight up person. They're out for themselves. They're not always going to be there for me because they're going to do what benefits themselves first. And I have to also say to myself, they don't think like me, okay? I need to say this 1,000 more times, you guys, all right? A narcissist doesn't think like a typical person thinks, all right? And people have a hard time dealing with this. Like, a narcissist can discard you like nothing because you are nothing to the narcissist. You're not a person with feelings. You're just a supply. You're somebody that served the purpose for a time being till maybe somebody, something better came along. Or maybe, you know, you were calling the narcissist out and they couldn't take it and they had to just ghost you and take off because they couldn't take the accountability. So that's what you have to, you know, you have to recognize all these things when you're dealing with somebody who's narcissistic, that they don't think like you, and that, you know, anything that they say, you can't take, you know, firsthand. You have to say to yourself, they may be telling me the truth. They may not be telling me the truth. I don't know. I have to watch their pattern of behavior, okay? And they're doing what they're doing for their own benefit because they come first. And it's all about feeding their ego, being the center of attention, and so that they can feel like they're something because they have this inferiority complex and they need to feel important, okay? Because they are insecure, okay? That's why nobody will ever satisfy a narcissist completely. A narcissist is never satisfied with themselves. And if they're not satisfied with themselves, they are not going to be satisfied with you. They're always searching for something to fill them up. They're always searching for that happiness to feel like a complete person, because inside they're missing something that they never got from their childhood. So that's basically why narcissists do what they do, you guys. Okay. I hope that helps you. I'm on the go. I'm traveling. And if it does, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast, and have a great day.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. If you're having trouble in your relationship, or maybe you're dealing with somebody who's a narcissist, and you're really confused, you don't know what to do, you need some advice or some clarity, well, I offer email and also phone coaching. Please go to the podcast description for the link on how to get email or phone coaching, or maybe you just have a question that you need answered. All questions will be answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description where it tells you how Yaz can answer your questions. Hi, you guys. I just want to make you aware that the Game Exposed podcast now has their merchandise available. You can check out the link in the podcast description. There's hoodies, there's sweatpants, there's t-shirts, there's cool hats. So go check it out. Link is in the podcast description. And follow Yaz on Instagram at dating_advice_Yaz.